It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
The Pulitzer Prizes turn 100 this year. We're honoring the occasion with a look at five winners with Wisconsin ties. Few people win even one Pulitzer Prize. Madison-born Thornton Wilder won three, including one for his seminal play, Our Town. Wilder's nephew, Tappan Wilder, tells us about his uncle.
I was in Chicago recently, and I ran into an old friend I hadn't seen in almost 50 years, and he reminded me of Thornton Wilder coming to read a play when I was an undergraduate in college. And my uncle, when he was in town, we'd run around quite a lot, and I brought him down to read one of his plays to some of my friends, and he remembers my uncle describing himself as a cricket. He never quite came down in the same place, and that's really a marvelous memory of a man who, in a way, lived in his head, traveled abroad a great deal. This is a man who spoke several languages. There was hardly a waiter he couldn't talk to in his own language. And was a novelist, playwright, a translator of plays, an extraordinary letter writer, probably 12 or 13,000 letters, wrote essays, had these enormous research interests, was an actor, fought in two wars, lived in many places. I think of him as being somewhere and sort of everywhere. It's well known, though, that Thornton Wilder's father just wrung his hands at Thornton Wilder because his head was in the sky and he was always scribbling. And how's this kid going to make a living? The open road represented something to him. That was part of the way he lived. And meeting people along the way was very important because he loved to hang out and listen to people talking. He was the eyes on the wall, you know. He was the guy at the bar, just listening and picking up stuff, which becomes part of his art. The Bridge of St. Louis Ray, in telling that story in a way of a really enormous beauty and with great style, he's terribly interested in the range of human experience and the beauty of the human experience, its preciousness. And it is very precious, and an awful lot of people die in Thornton Wilder's work, and he uses death in order to explore the nature of life. It was made into a movie. It's been made three times into a movie, actually. And the bridge has never stopped falling.
I saw the Marquesa's coach quickly follow that of the Viceroy's. I learned later that she had come to visit your little chapel of St. Louis Ray to meditate and pray at the famous shrine of...
He was a, you know, Thornton Wilder was a really nice guy. some people say one reason why he's a little unknown is he didn't have all the edges that Hemingway and Fitzgerald, his very good friends, I might add. You know, they had a lot of hard, pretty interesting edges which attracted a lot of press. But he wasn't like those fellas, and therefore some people say it's one reason why he's not quite as well known as he should be. But he was very interested in everybody, including his nephew. You know, what am I studying? What is I thinking? And he was always eager to read my term papers. I passed on that opportunity. I was a little shy about showing him my academic work, to tell you the truth.
Tappan Wilder is the nephew and literary executor for the Thornton Wilder Estate. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Joining us now to tell us more about the life and work of Thornton Wilder is Mary English, professor of classics at Montclair State University and executive director of the Thornton Wilder Society. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
No, thank you.
Well, can you tell us a little bit more about Thornton Wilder's upbringing here in Wisconsin? I gather he didn't spend a whole ton of his life here in the state.
No, he didn't, but I think his Wisconsin roots were very important to him. He was born in 1897 in Madison, Wisconsin. His mother and father had come to Madison a few years earlier because his father was a journalist. He had gotten he got a part ownership and was the editor of the Wisconsin State Journal. So So the family established themselves in Madison, and they lived there until 1906 when Thornton Wilder's father got appointed by Teddy Roosevelt to be the consul general to Hong Kong. And so the family then starts to live abroad and eventually relocates to California. But the Wilder family had was associated with several addresses in Madison, and they also had a summer cottage in Maple Bluff.
And were there signs pretty early on that this was going to be a literary person, even as a child? Was he writing from an early age?
He was writing from an early age. I mean, he was born into a family concerned with literature and writing. Like I said, his father was a journalist there in Madison, and Thornton Wilder's mother maintained a lifelong interest in poetry, drama, opera, literature. And in preparing for the interview today, I was looking at some photos. There's a great picture of the children. There were four Wilder children when they were living in Wisconsin. One comes along later. And they're in a huge baby pram. And legend has it that, or family legend has it that Thornton Wilder's mother would often be seen around Madison pushing this large pram and holding a book in one hand. So I think that it's sort of into that type of family that Thornton Wilder was born, but that also then from a very young age he took to literature and he took to drama, and certainly I think that a lifelong passion resulted in those great Pulitzer Prize-winning plays.
You mentioned the family ended up in Hong Kong. That started a lot of travel around the world. Is that something that informed Thornton Wilder, the writer, the playwright?
I think they went abroad and then they stayed in Asia for a while, and then the mother returns with the children, and they settle in Berkeley, so another, you know, highly literate city. And then they go back to Asia later around like 1911 or 1912. And Wilder spends some of his high school years in China, and then finishes high school again in Berkeley in California. And I think that started like this sort of lifelong interest that he had in exploring the world and writing in various locations, and actually being sort of a student of people, like going out and there's many accounts of him enjoying meeting people on trains and in restaurants and sort of. I think that sort of vision of the world reveals itself in the plays and gives them sort of a universality that sort of resonates with lots of audience members.
We heard in the piece how he was a really nice guy, that he didn't have a lot of rough edges, and that may have led, you know, people not to cover him maybe as much as they would have someone else who was more likely to generate headlines. So where did Our Town come from? I mean, it's kind of a dark play. It's gentle, but it's also pretty obsessed with death. How do those two versions of him as this sort of mild guy go along with Our Town?
Well, I think Our Town is an interesting play that way. In form, it's both experimental. And certainly a radical play for American drama in the 1930s. Thornton Wilder wasn't afraid to break the fourth wall, have his stage manager in Our Town speak directly to the audience. It was one of the, like, in a period where the plays are steeped in realism, and having the action unfold in a very sequential manner. Our Town covers the lifespan of some of its characters and has flashbacks and sort of plays with time that way. On the other hand, the play is also strikingly familiar to people, you know, in its very essence and its subject matter, in its title, and it is a town and characters that people can see themselves in. And I think that sort of familiarity led to the success of the production, but then also sort of categorizes the play as sentimental, when really, like you said in the question, it's not a sentimental play in the third act at all. It's more painful and poignant moments can be played with an edge, and they don't really have to transfer over to sentimentality. And I think the best productions kind of capture that duality between something shocking and experimental and something familiar, where the audience can use their imagination and see themselves reflected in the setting and the characters and the plot.
Yeah, I saw my brother in this play in the high school production of it. It clearly became a standard. Did that happen right away, or is this something that was kind of rediscovered over time?
It definitely happened right away. It had once the play finished its Broadway run and was released to the amateur market, it was immediately picked up both by a community theater and small non-professional theater groups, as well as high school drama programs. And it's still one of the most widely produced plays in the high school market. For lots of reasons, I think not just because of the universal themes we were talking about a minute ago, but because of the very practical things. It has a huge cast. It has lots of good parts for young actors, and it requires no scenery and no stage props, and really forces the actors to embody the text that way. So it has lots of potential, I think, for an acting program and an acting teacher to sort of push the students and sort of bring out the best in them. And from what I've gathered, Thornton Wilder was always very glad that the play sort of resonated that way, and sort of both the playwright himself and his family have always encouraged those productions, and I think see it as a tribute to the success of the work that so many people in America either have seen Our Town at their school or been in a production of Our Town.
And just very briefly, as we wrap up, just a little bit of time here, did he get the recognition he was due at the end of his life?
I think he did in that way. I think Thornton Wilder is a household name that when you say Thornton Wilder, people know immediately. The part or the aspect of him that I don't think has gotten that much recognition is his works outside of sort of Our Town and The Matchmaker, which is the play that eventually becomes Hello, Dolly. So I think people know him through those works, but he has a whole host of wonderful novels, not just The Bridge of San Luis Rey, which he wrote as a young writer, but a lot of his later novels are very interesting and intricate, and I don't think...
And we have to leave it there. Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
That was Mary English, professor of classics at Montclair State University and executive director of the Thornton Wilder Society. We've been talking about a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and playwright, Thornton Wilder.